Welcome, welcome to Girl Gone Frugal again. today's episode is called I Am the Grocery Whisperer. You know what I mean. Anyway, one of the big things that I've worked on as I have, you know, kind of transitioned from full-time nine-to-five desk jockey to online entrepreneur, and just in general, one of the things I've been working on aggressively is lowering my overall budget. And one of the key components to doing that is having a handle on your grocery bill, on your food consumption, on the amount of money that you have that you're spending on food. I'm a foodie. I live to eat. I don't eat to live. I eat organic more often than not. I don't eat fast food. If I'm out eating, typically I'm going to eat really good food because I'm paying people to feed me, so I'm very reluctant to pay for bad food. So I'm kind of a food snob. I own it. I'm a food snob, and I have certain standards of food that I'm going to eat. So when you have those constraints on how you're eating, that could translate to being a really expensive grocery bill. However, I'm averaging around $150 to $200 for one person in grocery expenditures a month. If you look at the USDA's, I think it's the May report from this year, from 2016, the like super thrifty to kind of slightly less thrifty monthly expenditure for women between the ages of 17 to 50, I think is the range. It's between $158 or $150 to $208. So I'm at the low end in terms of spending on my groceries. And so I wanted to talk about how I'm eating well, what I'm eating, what you can do, some habits, and how a lot of times people are like, there's no way I could spend less than I am on my groceries. And I'm going to say there is a way, but there are a couple of things to be mindful of when you're doing it. So the first thing is, if you're a person living in a place where your food has to be imported, like the majority of your food is being imported, then that will make it extremely difficult for you to save money on food. It's just common sense. So please don't, you know, email me and go, you know, Michelle, I live in Hawaii and, you know, these items are so expensive. I know, I've been to Hawaii, I get that. So we're talking people who are in the, you know, continental United States. I'm not even necessarily talking about Alaska, even though if you're a hunter or have friends who hunt, you probably can eat pretty well there. And, you know, that's just part of the life there, as it is here in Colorado, people hunt. But I'm talking about people, excuse me, who are kale-loving, you know, organic food yumming. I just made that up. That's hilarious. You know, just people who are busy, they're working, they're trying to do right by themselves like and their families. You're trying to eat well, but it's just hard to manage the expense. So here are a couple things to consider. First things first, have you downloaded Ibotta yet? I'm obsessed with Ibotta, partly because, and oh, wait a minute, do you even know what it is? So Ibotta is a grocery app. I love this app, and please note, I'm an affiliate, so when you click on the link and sign up, once you make your first grocery redemption, I think within the first week or two of signing up, you will actually receive $10 as a result of using my affiliate link. Yes, I get a little tiny amount as well, but it's kind of a win-win. You just have to accumulate $20 to be able to cash that out, which is awesome because you're going to grocery shop anyway. If you're not using grocery apps at this time when almost every person and their mother, even their mother with the exception of mine, has a smartphone, you're leaving money on the table. Now, part of the reason why I really love Ibotta is that I eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. And so they offer discounts on fruits and vegetables. Right now I have a discount on kale. And I eat kale basically every week, so that's pretty awesome. The other thing you should be doing is look at what your favorite grocery store offers in terms of an app. So I actually live, it's almost an embarrassment of riches. I live within walking distance of 5 different grocery stores, and they're well-known grocery stores. But one of them that I go to quite often because it's within walking distance and I really like the people is Whole Foods. And Whole Foods also has a shopping app. And one of the things that I've noticed, especially in the last couple of years, the last 2 years, I think every since that debacle with the asparagus water, is that their prices have gotten really reasonable. And so I highly recommend downloading apps for your favorite grocery stores and doubling up your savings when you're shopping. Basically, you're helping these companies gather data on what your shopping habits are. That's the whole point. It's market research. Get your money. As long as you're aware that that's what's going on, it's market research. And typically what I do is I spend maybe 10 or 15 minutes at the most on a Sunday when I'm bored doing something like watching the Olympics, and I go through the app and look at items that I would actually buy. I go ahead and open up the redemptions. You'll see what I mean once you download the app. And then I'm ready to go for the rest of the week. Please note, some items may disappear during the week, so sometimes it's just a short window of availability, so don't freak out if you go to the grocery store and you haven't checked your app for like a week and it's not there. So make sure when you're there, before you go that day, just to very quickly glance at it. I think to glance at the app to see what's available that you've already opened up should take 1 minute. It should not take longer than that. It should take 1 minute. The next thing is, the next way that I save money on groceries is, quite frankly, I shop less. I know this is crazy, but really Americans have a lot of food in their homes. We have a ton of food in our homes. There is no reason for us to go grocery shopping every day. It's a little disorganized. So what I highly recommend is towards the end of the week, getting a vague idea of what you have at home. See what is in your home. Then, before you go on your next grocery shop, make a list so that you can purchase items that complement the items that are already in your home. That way, you're not overbuying, you're not overspending, and you're able to really keep your spending, kind of cut expenses. So before, especially when I was working away from home, I was up in that grocery store all the time. Oh, my God. I was always buying food. And I was also a lot heavier. So it will save you money. And quite honestly, it's going to save you a lot of time not to pop into the grocery store all the time. The next thing is have some simple time-saving tools and resources so that you're not slaving away in the kitchen. I do love to cook, but I imagine once I have a family that there are going to be days where I'm like, you know what, you people, you just make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and call it a day. Get some milk, you're good. So one of the things I do, especially the colder it gets, is I make soups. I utilize my crock pot. I have a link in the show notes. Get a crock pot. If you don't have a crock pot, you need one. You need a crock pot. I don't even understand people who don't have one. All you have to do is throw in cans of stuff, fresh food, if you're eating meat, a little meat, whatever, and you're good to go. It's super easy. It's super simple. You get home, your food is cooked. You just put it in bowls, and people are happy. You're happy. So definitely If you don't have a crock pot, get one today. The other thing is, there's a startling number of people who just don't know how to cook. And if you don't know how to cook, it's going to be really hard to figure out, like, it's going to be hard to intuit the ways that you can be saving money on groceries. It's just, there's just no way around it. How are you supposed to intuit something when you don't do something? So I would highly recommend seeing if there's a relative who would like to teach you how to cook. Maybe you pay them a little money. Me knowing how to cook has saved me so much money. It's unbelievable how much money I've saved because I know how to cook. I would say that at this point, I eat about 95% of my food from home. So when I was working at the university, I actually brought lunch to work every day. The cool thing about working at the university was that I worked with educators. I think educators are very smart about bringing in lunch. It's a huge way to save money on your food expenses. I know that a lot of people work in places where people really enjoy going for lunch with one another and I get that. But if you're tight for money and you're spending $10 a day, 5 days a week, $50, $200, you know, a month times 12, that's a lot of money. So what I would say is, instead of going out to lunch 5 times a week with your colleagues, have Friday be the special treat and enjoy time with your colleagues. And let them know. Be like, hey, man, yeah, I'm saving for that trip. Or, yeah, you know, my daughter wants to do this camp, so I thought I would try to, you know, rock it with cash. We'll see how it goes, but can't wait to have, you know, lunch with you on Friday. Or don't explain yourself at all. Just be like, hey, I am, you know, gluten-free and blah, 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 so it's going to be easier for me to just bring lunch. Whatever you need to do to frame it in a way that's comfortable for you while you're bringing lunch in, because sometimes people do feel that peer pressure, do it. But at the end of the day, you're the one saving money. I used to, even though I'm bringing in my lunches, one of the things that I realized was I still had a kind of a slightly expensive coffee habit. So it was interesting because I was bringing in my lunch and I was making coffee at work, but sometimes I would just leave to get a coffee. So be aware of that. Sometimes you need to bring in like a nice jar of coffee and some good creamer so that you're getting a good cup of coffee while you're at work and you don't have to step out to get coffee from your local coffee shop. So those are some of the tricks that I started to use so that I could save more money. Actually, right now I've gotten very kind of, I wouldn't say strict, but I'm really trying to cut down on my coffee habit as well. So instead of spending, I think, $25 to $30 a week on coffee, like outside of the home, I'm trying to half that. I do work from home, so sometimes I want to get out of the house and be around people. But part of how I manage that expense is I always, always, always order the smallest size. If you go to Starbucks, the smallest size is not a tall. It's actually a short. A short. And if you're in Europe, a short is a normal size. Like, that is the normal size that you would receive. In the U.S., we have, like, I love America. I love our big size stuff, but we're also big size because of it. So get the short. It's the least expensive item on the menu. And no extra pumps of stuff. You know, just keep it simple. And so that's what I've started doing when I go out for coffee. So what else do I do to save money on my groceries? So I use my app. I rock the crock pot. I love it. I've cut down. I take lunch whenever possible. I also have started cutting down on my coffee habit. And then finally, I'm just using what's actually in my house. I know, it's crazy too. Again, we have a lot of food in our homes, and I think one of the things we forget to do is to actively use the food that's in our homes. Normally in the month of September, like end of August, September, what I typically will do is aggressively eat through what I have in my pantry before I refill my pantry with new items for the winter. The reason why I do that is, one, it just saves a lot of money because I'm aware of what's in the kitchen. I'm aware of what I'm using. I get really creative with the items in there. And it's kind of fun to see what I can do. For people who have kids, sometimes, you know, I hear these different things with, well, my kids won't eat this. I have to say I don't really, I was not wealthy as a kid, and so I didn't really have options like not eating what my mom gave me, so I don't, there's no judgment, I just don't understand that. Basically, my mom was like, here's the food that we have, and either you eat it or you don't. So, and there were moments when I didn't. I was like, I'm not eating this. And I should also say that as a kid, I learned to cook out of self-defense because cooking was not my mother's gift. She's much better now, though. It's really annoying. But if you're concerned that your kids are picky eaters or won't eat what you're trying to feed them, I would involve them in learning how to cook. I think for me, knowing how to cook and knowing how things grow, and my local school when I was a kid had us growing things. Actually, they're known for it now, like a billion years later, they're still really known for this. That really helped connect me with food and be excited about food. Kids can be particular. I was as well. I didn't like my food touching. It grossed me out. My mom would get canned stuff and then like didn't really have choices on what to eat, but I do remember what it was like to be a kid and be like, no, this is not happening. So just involve your kids in cooking, and if they show a gift for it, get them more lessons so that they can really shine in the kitchen. Grow your food. Now we're at the end of the growing season, but put your name on the list for next year's community garden. I actually have just recently been approved. I've been in a community garden for the last 3.5 to 4 years. I don't even know. It's been a while. But I've been wanting to be in the community garden in my actual neighborhood the entire time. But my community garden has a 4-year wait list. Finally, I made it to the top of the list, and I have my own plot. I'm so excited. And so next year, I'll be eating like I am this year, actually eating things that I grew. Consider doing that as well. And finally, and this is huge for people who are really trying to, you know, optimize the time that they have. So we've already talked about go grocery shopping once a week. Use your app. Oh, I forgot to mention this. Also, buy fresh items when they're on sale and freeze them. So right now, again, we're about to hit harvest season. I actually buy a lot of fresh items like different vegetables and things like that. I will cut them up, blanch them, and freeze them in the freezer so that I can eat them later. So those are different ways to really use your money wisely. There's blueberries on sale. I've been buying pints of blueberries for $1, 89 cents, $1, and then I just pop them in the freezer, and then those will be great for later on in the winter when I blend them in smoothies. Just whenever you can find a good deal on fresh items, spend $5 on it, put it in the freezer, and make sure you date the item so that you know when you put it in there, and then you're good to go. I think that's about it. What else? Do I have anything else that I can suggest? Have fun with it. Don't feel like, you know, economizing with your food is punishment. It's smart. It's, you know, think about it this way. Every day you go to work, and you spend a certain amount of time earning money in order to pay for the goods and services and just different things that you use. For every dollar that you save, that can be allocated to something else, like your epic trip, debt repayment, helping your parents out, helping your kids out. So instead of feeling awkward or embarrassed because you're trying to save money, just reframe the process. So good luck. Good luck. Let me know how your grocery savings goes. We are heading rapidly into fall. It's going to be September in a couple weeks. And it's one of my missions to help people eat well, live well and save money at the same time. I'm also I also provided a pantry list, like the items that I keep in my pantry as well. Oh, and I forgot to mention this. The other thing that I do to make sure that I save money on groceries is I have a really well-stocked pantry. Now, I talked about the buying fresh items and freezing them, but the other thing I forgot to mention was when I get opportunities to buy good coffee on sale, I do. I buy multiple packs. When I see that Sugar in the Raw is on sale and I have, you know, opportunity to save more because Ibotta has a deal on Sugar in the Raw, I pick it up. I do it slowly, so it's not like I go each week and find 18 items and then stock them up. I do it slowly and methodically throughout the summer. So at this point, again, I'm about to eat through my pantry and then replenish it, restock it. And there are certain grocery stores, actually, that are really good about having awesome savings deals. So Albertsons, I find, has amazing deals in the fall and throughout the year, especially on cereal, if you still eat cereal. I have still cut oats, so I'll pick those up when I notice that there's a good deal. I'll pick up, Panko breadcrumbs, which are awesome if you use breadcrumbs in different things. Interestingly enough, I love canned salmon, which is actually quite delicious, but I've just recently discovered canned mackerel, which is half the price. So those are, you know, different types of things that I typically would have in my pantry. I pick up sodium-free beans. So a lot of times beans are canned with a little bit of salt. I'm trying to cut that out of my diet. So if I see that garbanzo beans are on sale, And mind you, if you're paleo and all that, obviously the garbanzo beans and just beans in general won't work for you. But if you're a person who eats beans, if you see that they're on sale, I pick them up without salt, so that, you know, salt-free ones, so that I can have good items already in my pantry and use them. The other thing is I'll pick up canned tomatoes. With canned tomatoes, always look to see if there's added sugar. I don't know why they're adding extra sugar to it. I always pick the organic brand with no sugar. But if there's, you know, a deal that $5 for $2, obviously I'm going to buy probably 10 and then use them throughout the winter. So my point is, it's not complicated. You just have to be a little mindful. Keep your eyes open, see what's out there. Use shelf-stable items such as shelf-stable almond milk or regular milk if your kids prefer that, or if you prefer that. But my point is, you don't have to go broke grocery shopping, but it's kind of like a table or a foundation. There are different components to having a well-stocked kitchen and just a well-thought-out food process that will help you save a lot of money in the long run. So I hope this was helpful. Please like or subscribe to the podcast, Girl Gone Frugal Again. Next week, I'm not sure what the topic is, but I am thinking about just launching a fall savings challenge. So thanks, everybody, for listening to this episode of Girl Gone Frugal. I appreciate every single listener who stops by. If you've got thoughts, comments, or ideas for shows, please email me at shopmyclosetproject@gmail.com. Have a great day.